Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, thanks for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We got a new voice on the other end of the line today. Welcome to Caroline.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Erin.
Awesome. So we are continuing our tour de markets, making our way around the city's best green markets. Where are we heading today?
Yeah, this week we're going to head over to our brand new West 42nd Street Market, which is located between 11th and 12th Avenues in Manhattan. It sets up every Wednesday right outside of a new apartment tower over there, which has a really pleasant outdoor square where shoppers can sit and enjoy the breezes coming off the Hudson. It has particularly friendly and charismatic farmers over there, outdoor seating in the square, and a ton of samples on offer from the bakeries and the cheesemaker and fruit stalls. So I have faith that anybody could easily while away a summer morning there.
Awesome. Well, who should we be looking out for at the market, and what's looking good right now?
Yeah, this market has a really solid lineup. At this time of year in particular, the smell of Toigo Orchard's peaches just hits you in the face when you first approach the market, and all of their tree fruit is amazing. Sarah, the market manager there, actually was using Toigo's Bloody Mary mix and Joe Morgiewicz's peppery arugula to make virgin Bloody Marys for the cooking demonstration this week. And a few of the other farmers had used the mix for parties this summer and reported that it was a hit. There are two excellent bakeries in the market. Las Delicias specializes in a variety of unique sweet treats like scones and muffins and tarts that feature farmers' fruit, while Central Bakery does the savory thing just right. I tried one of their cheesy spinach twists for breakfast, and it really hit the spot. Morgiewicz produce brings beautiful veggies from the Black Dirt region in Orange County, New York, and sells them at an incredible value. Joe himself actually comes down to the market, and when he's not busy running his fourth-generation farm, he actually dances traditional Polish dance. It's awesome. There are videos of him on YouTube, and I would encourage you to check it out. He's amazingly talented. And for those looking for local certified organic produce, it's just a dream to shop at Norwich Meadows stand. And then rounding out the market is Nature's Way with their honey, Millport Dairy with their farm fresh eggs and cheese, and DePaula Turkey from New Jersey. I actually think that DePaula's turkey burgers with some slices of Millport Dairy horseradish cheddar on a Central Bakery multigrain roll would be the perfect weeknight dinner.
Excellent. Well, I know when people hear 42nd Street, they think Times Square, and if you're a New Yorker, you get a little nervous. But you guys are over on the west side, so what should we be checking out when we're up at the market?
Yeah, once you get away from the hecticness of Times Square, it gets really pleasant over by the river. So the Hudson River is actually a stone's throw away. And running alongside it is this fantastic bike path that stretches along practically the entire length of Manhattan. So I think that the market would be the perfect pit stop for a West Sider's morning ride. And then right across 12th Avenue is a great green space right on the river with a dog park and lots of people watching opportunities. And just north of that is the Intrepid Sea Space and Air Museum, which I'm pretty excited about. And it's home of the retired Space Shuttle Orbiter Enterprise. And I just got caught up in their website this morning checking out all of the awesome programming that they have on offer right now, including a summer movie series. The next movie that they're going to be showing is Star Trek.
Awesome.
And a NASA Space Fest, which is running now through July 28th.
Excellent. Well, I mean, way to go from like one world to the next in one morning, huh?
Exactly.
So what else is going on at the Grow NYC markets that we should be keeping our calendar clear for?
Yeah, this Saturday is a pretty big one at Union Square. There's a book signing with Drew Ramsey and Jennifer Isserlo. They're the authors of 50 Shades of Kale, and that's we're partnering with Food Book Fair on that one. And then Quincible will be coming to do a cooking demonstration, which I'm sure will be delicious and featuring all the seasonal products at market right now. And then over in Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn, Rosewater Restaurant will be coming to do the cooking demonstration. They're a great restaurant that's been supporting our farmers since 2000, so I'm sure it'll be delicious. And we wanted to remind our shoppers that Rockefeller Center Green Market is open, and it'll be open on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays this season. And then a lot of our markets are starting a frequent shopper program in August, so check in at your neighborhood market for more details on that. You'll have chances to win prizes for checking in at the market information tent each week.
Excellent.
And you can visit grownyc.org/rmarkets to find out more information on cooking demos, book signings, and giveaways, and what's happening each week at your neighborhood green market.
Caroline, thank you so much for the update. Looking forward to heading up to West 42nd for a little produce and outer space action. That sounds awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Erin.
For folks who want to stay up to the momenty moment with the Grow NYC Green Markets, definitely check them out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr. They got it all. The best kind of veg pictures, produce pictures, livestock pictures that you're going to see anywhere, and then all the latest and greatest and what's coming in and what not to miss. And then, of course, stay tuned next Thursday for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.